WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
You are listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7 The Capstone. We are back, and we're about to get underway with our discussion about the Steelers and the Ravens. Just pretty much, guys, what's your takeaway, and what do you think about this game? I mean, obviously, I think a lot coming into this game, a lot of people were high on the Ravens, especially because about how the Steelers' offense has been looking as of recently. But, man, it seems like the Ravens just let that one slip away.
I don't really take anything away from this game, like, bad about the Ravens, just because, I mean, they've suffered from, like, all I can remember is every pass they had was to drop. I know Nelson Agholor had a terrible drop.
Right.
I know Rashad Bateman had a bad drop in the end zone. I know Zay Flowers had.
Everybody did, man.
Yeah, it was just, it was terrible. They all need to hop on the jug machine, just get out the system. Yeah. I think they'll be straight, though, moving forward.
Yeah.
But I think the Steelers just showed a lot of, you know, flashes on the offensive side of the ball. And I just, my favorite thing is, you know, the game-winning touchdown with George Pickens. You're looking up at the offensive coordinator booth and look at Matt Canada, and as the play's going on, he's just sitting there with a straight face, no reaction, as everyone's going crazy. Like, Kenny Pickett audible to some different play. So
I did not realize that Kenny Pickett audible.
I think he did. That's what I've been seeing. I don't think he did, but it just it kind of gives that vibe, the way he was just, like, unhappy.
That would be amazing if he did call it an audible, and that's what happened. Because, I mean, as we know, there's been rumors of just him, like, well, not rumors, but we've seen the fans literally say, fire Matt Canada.
Which,
like,
they should.
Yeah, I mean, understandably so. But also, just the fact that, I don't know if you guys seen those reports, we don't know if it's true, but it's kind of similar to, like, the Celtics. I mean, that referee in the NBA, he was, you know, winning games for the Celtics, Eric Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, Matt Canada, he's got a little burner account, like, doing some things, and I guess the fans have figured that out. So, I mean, it's not confirmed, but if NBA Twitter, or not NBA Twitter, if NFL Twitter can get to the bottom of things, I'm like, they've been right about a few times about a certain stuff. So.
If there's any Twitter account that is pro Matt Canada, it's the burner.
It's
probably
the burner.
Right?
It is the burner.
There's no you have any type of football knowledge if you think Matt Canada is a good offensive coordinator. Ooh.
Yeah, it's just it's struggling to see, especially seeing like how much like talent they have. Is T.J. Warren? Not T.J. Warren. Is it T.J. Warren, the backup running back? Oh, no,
Jalen Warren.
I'm stuck on
he's
NBA
mixed
basketball.
T.J. Watt. I'm looks sorry. Like, sound like he's mixed up T.J. Watt and Jalen Warren. But
yeah, I'm also thinking of basketball too. I got so many things going on. But also,
sorry, man.
Najee Harris. He just hasn't gotten off to the start we would liked.
No.
Pat Freiermuth. I know he's been struggling a little bit this season. He's also been dealing with injuries.
Right.
Deontay Johnson is just out for the season. I know that's a big loss.
He's not out for the season.
He's not out for the season.
IR, but
he's coming back soon.
He's supposed
is
to be
he supposed
week
to come
seven.
Back soon? Oh, okay. I thought
that
he
was that was really the first dialogue about him was that he was gonna probably be back week seven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought that if anything he was coming back like if anything maybe postseason. But
yeah,
that's good to hear for the Steelers.
I think they need him back, man.
They do need him back.
They need a guy who can move like he can on the outside. I think they're missing that a little bit.
A lot of their receivers. You look at George Pickens. You look at Allen Robinson and all these receivers they have out there. There are a lot of go up and get the ball kind of receivers. They don't have anyone that can create separation.
They're not separators at all, yeah.
But Deontay Johnson, the route running,
he's
an insane separator.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you just get him on the field, the whole offense is going to open up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then one thing I think that's going on underneath the radar, just defensively for the Steelers, their rookie, Joey Porter Jr., I mean, kind of just making a name for himself.
He's looking good.
Yeah, he's flying underneath the radar.
Hey, man, if they're not talking
impressive.
About you, it's a good thing. That's
especially as a DB.
Exactly.
It's very great.
You look at Emmanuel Forbes, right?
Yeah. back-to-back back weeks.
When I say that name, you know what I'm talking about.
We know Emmanuel Forbes.
Yeah, dude.
So you're not worried about that division at all? You still think?
Yeah, Ravens? I think if the Bengals, if Joe Burrow gets right, I think the Bengals will have an opportunity to take this division.
They have the capability to go on a run. I mean, we see what they did with a much worse team 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
I did say the Bengals aren't back, but I've thought all season that the Ravens weren't that great of a team, and they kind of just proved it to me this past weekend. So I will say I think Bengals are going to win the division.
Okay. Is that more so because
– Because the Ravens are bad.
I don't know if I like the word
prove. Yeah, I don't know if, like, the
Ravens
are bad.
A couple of skill players dropped some balls, and now they're a bad team.
Well, they've had bad wins and bad losses. Like, they've lost to – Steelers, who I think consents, like, everyone
they beat the Bengals, though.
They're kind of bad. They beat the Bengals, who have been awful. And then they lost to a good young Colts team, but
right.
I mean, they in haven't overtime. Really had any impressive wins.
The Browns 28-3.
That's fair. 28-3. I still think that.
Did they have Chubb at that point?
Yeah, they did.
They right? did. I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
that was like week two or something like that, right? Start the season. Something along those lines.
Play. Is that yeah?
Either way, I don't think the
Ravens they did not have Nick Chubb.
They did not. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Well, great call. I still think Lamar's. I think Lamar's playing really good football, man.
What do you
Lamar's
think been good.
What do you guys have him in your MVP like conversation? He's like I know he's probably not number one, but he's probably is he top three or top five?
Lamar? I think for me, he's got to be top five.
Top five.
I think he's played good enough football for this season. But that being said, the MVP race is a little. There's no clear cut guy right now.
I think there is a clear cut guy.
Is it CMC?
Yeah, I think it's CMC.
I think it's CMC too.
I just don't think a running back's
gonna. I don't think.
I don't think it's so either. But
yeah, no, I just still think he's doing things like unheard of.
He'd be my favorite.
Yeah.
For sure. But I don't know. It's
like JJ Watt when he was like almost gonna win MVP. He's like
right.
I'm rooting for that guy. But anyway,
the things I would do for Christian McCaffrey to win MVP, man.
Especially being
that would be so cool to see. It would like, hurt a little bit, but it would be really cool to see.
You should be like, you know what? Panthers are not doing me well. Let me be a 49ers fan.
You're like Homer Simpson. You go in the bush.
Yeah.
You come out a 49ers fan.
Actually, the more I mean, we traded 2 seconds, 2/3, and a 4th, I think, or something like that for him. And if we traded that for an MVP running back, that would be a little rough.
A little depressing, but yeah. So let me ask you guys. I want to introduce a new segment. It's called Nothing or Something. So I'm going to name some topics, and you tell me like where you guys think if it's something big, something to look out for, or just don't even give it any attention.
Sweet.
With that being said, let's start off with the Jonathan Taylor extension.
Before we start, do we have any level correlations like the nuke and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. We kind of need court. Like we need to rank.
I can't do this without that stuff now. But.
Well, you know, if you want to do that, by all means, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Different levels. What was it? Stub your toe for level
one. It was like stub your toe.
Left out milk. Left the stove on.
Spoiled milk.
Gas on. You left the gas on, and then
a nuclear bomb.
Oh man, I think it's definitely something. I think we were all pretty confident that Taylor was going to be going somewhere for a while. Yeah. I mean, or at least I'm not going to say that I was confident. It kind of seemed like one of those things where he was just going to end up back in the same place just because not that many teams seemed interested enough. And the Colts still kind of knew what they had. And
Zach Moss has looked good, too.
Yeah, right. He has looked good. But I don't know. I'm excited to – I would like to see Jonathan Taylor in the form that he was 2 years ago. That guy was fun to watch, man. This combination of strength and speed and athleticism, which, you know, that's what all running backs are, but he is a truly fast, a truly strong, and he can really move. The offensive line, I think, still could improve a little bit, but I'm excited to see Jonathan Taylor play football, meaningful football again.
Yeah, I definitely think it's something because before the season started, all we hear is the comments between him.
Are you okay?
And now I had a brain in your inner, yeah.
It sounds like it's still happening.
It's still happening.
Gosh.
Let me do a quick reset. I think it's something because of Jim Irsay and what his camp, Jonathan Taylor's camp, was like going back and forth, the comments they were making about how running backs aren't needed, how they don't need to pay him, stuff like this. And then out of nowhere, he comes off of IR and he signs his extension. So I think it's definitely something. He's definitely going to be here to stay. No
Absolutely.
Trade.
You know, if I'm a Colts fan, like I'm ecstatic for this news, but I'm also a little bit down just because as soon as you get Jonathan Taylor back, Anthony Richardson's out, and
I'm
now he's
really
going to be
excited
out.
For the combination of Taylor and Richardson.
If Shane Steichen gets that RPO game going, it's going to be like just scary hours for the Colts.
Absolutely.
But just exciting news for the Colts fans, and you know, you got to forget about last season. This makes up for it, in my opinion.
Right.
Where they are now, Jonathan Taylor coming back. You got him locked up, and now you got your quarterback in the future.
A. Rich looks good, man.
Michael Pittman looks good as too. You probably can sign him to a cheap deal or under-the-radar deal. I don't know how much that would be, but
I've definitely slept on Michael Pittman before, but it is it's good to see at least one guy. It's good to see a playmaker at every skill position.
Yeah.
I guess they're still waiting on tight end. But
Riley Cox has shown flashes, though. But he's still not like a great player.
We're talking about Mo Alley Cox.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what I mean?
we're talking about tight ends. I don't really think anyone's bringing up Mo Alley Cox.
Can you imagine they like got like Brock Bowers or something? Like,
oh my God.
That's not the
Don't
that.
Even.
I, it's not going
to
happen.
Don't suggest
let's,
that
let's
to me
not
right
even
now.
Say anything.
But yeah, but,
that would actually be the coolest thing ever.
But. Right? I just that offense would be amazing. But so another thing to look out for, we got some couple players on IR. Let's start with Devin. Evan, how do you say his last name?
A-Chain.
Okay. Yeah. Devin A-Chain. So what are your thoughts on Devin A-Chain? I know you're the Miami Dolphins fan.
Nothing or something?
nothing something or whatever level you want to choose?
I'd be more on the nothing side just because it doesn't seem like too major of an injury. He'll be back maybe 5-6 weeks at the most. And we're just now getting Jeff Wilson back. And looking back to last year, he wasn't a special running back. He wasn't great, but he's one of those guys you can hand it off to on first down. He's going to get 6-7 yards every time. And we've already seen what Mostert can do and that passing attack. So it's a loss, but it's not a big loss.
Right. So basically, you guys are losing speed, but you guys got more speed on the way.
Right.
Especially with the addition of Chase Claypool now. What did Mike Dow say?
More speed on more the speed way. On the way. Top three wide receiver?
what were your thoughts on Chase Claypool when that trade happened?
I don't care. Chase, he's not the best.
Speaks for a real Dolphins fan right now. That's probably how most people feel.
That's funny.
But yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on the Devin A. Chain?
I think it's really nothing. Like he was saying, I mean, you get Jeff Olsen back, so they're going to get another running back in place, and he's not going to be out for that long. So I think it's whatever, really.
Yeah, I think it's definitely sure, maybe you want to worry a little bit about a guy who plays that position having a knee injury this early. But, I mean, again, four or five weeks probably. I think he'll be back in. Probably won't skip a beat. When you asked him his name earlier, and he said, oh, yeah, it's Devon Achane. And you said, oh, yeah, so what do you think about Devon Achane?
Oh, is that
that,
what,
was,
is that,
that was the immediate response.
Oh, really? Is that what happened? I don't know.
I had to talk about that after I heard it. But.
For those listening, we're still getting used to this new setup. So Evan's in the other room, and
He got exiled.
He's in the exile, so I couldn't hear on that well.
Yeah, but it's all right.
My fault, Evan. That's my bad.
It's all good.
But getting on to other players on the IR, what about James Conner for the Cardinals?
I think DeMarcado has already played a few games, correct? And I think he's looked good.
Yeah, he's looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's anything major because the Cardinals are still not really battling for anything. They're still just one of these guys. So I think James Conner missing time is not going to be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And the other running back looks pretty great in the stats he's gotten so far. So.
Yeah,
nothing really to worry about there, yeah. Especially for a team that doesn't have that much.
Exactly, they're not making a push.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's a fair point.
But
what about this one? Was definitely a big loss. The Vikings are losing Justin Jefferson, so he's now being placed on IR. So that opens up a bunch of questions. But just your thoughts.
I would be really curious. I will be really curious to see how that team operates without him for a full game, for multiple full games. You know, the way I've watched Vikings football is that it is Justin Jefferson, a little bit of Kirk Cousins, and then everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
you know what I mean? And so I'm curious to see how Kirk Cousins plays without Justin Jefferson, because, I mean, Justin Jefferson very well could be the best receiver in football. And I don't know. It makes the trade conversation around Kirk interesting, because if they're trying to make those calls right now and then Kirk struggles for the next few games – and, you know, maybe there's a narrative around that of, you know, maybe Justin Jefferson played a big role in his current success. But, again, very, very speculative. It could very well be Kirk Cousins is still a good football player. And I do believe he's a good football player. But yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see what he plays like without his elite star wide receiver and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say it's not nothing because it's Justin Jefferson, I think, who is the best wide receiver in football. But, I mean, you get to get better looks at Jordan Addison. You get better.
He's looked nice.
He's looked good, but let's see what he does as wide receiver one for however long he's out. Still want to see what Cam Akers is going to do on this football team because I haven't heard of him.
Yeah.
I haven't heard his name since being traded. T.J. Hockenson needs to step up.
Yeah, that's fair with Cam Akers, but, you know, he's going to a team that already, you know, it's not like they're going to be like, all right, Cam.
You're the guy.
You know what I mean?
But
batter up.
After the Eagles game with Alexander Mattison and all the fumbles lost, I feel like
that was a brutal game for Mattison.
You gotta say, Cam, like, we traded for you. Let's see what you can do. So right. I feel as though they should have put him in a little bit more.
Right.
But it's whatever. This team's not doing anything this year. It's already said and done. I think
fair.
So you guys are like tank. So you're saying something?
Yeah, I'm saying a little bit of something.
And Tanner, you're saying?
I'm definitely going to say something.
It's definitely something because of their future going forward.
Yeah. I think it has a lot to do with their future. I said when we were talking about the 0-3 teams, if they can't find a way to turn it around, since Kirk and Justin Jefferson have looked like some of their only bright spots all season, if they couldn't turn it around, I think both those people are going to get frustrated. And, you know, Justin Jefferson being out, they're not going to get any better. They're already 1-4. They're going to lose most of their upcoming games. I think that just is going to brew a lot of frustration, disappointment. I think the Vikings are not in a downward spiral, but maybe rolling down the hill, kind of.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
Rolling down the hill. I like it.
So you all agree that it's kind of something. It's not nothing. But does it add any emphasis when I say the Vikings are working out Colt McCoy right now? And there's speculation that the reason they're bringing in another quarterback right now is because they're getting ready to look for offers for Kirk Cousins. Right now, I guess the two top teams being mentioned in these rumors are the Atlanta Falcons and still the New York Jets. And I just wanted to pick your guys' brain about that. Would you rather see, for me personally, I think it'd be really cool to see Atlanta get a, like,
I would too. I would love to see
that's weapons. Who my guy would be.
And I would love for Kirk to go to Atlanta more so the Jets. Also, I'm sorry to say that the Jets fans, but yeah, I just think, imagine, like, Atlanta, I feel like it's very close because they have a lot of pieces, but they're still not fully there yet.
Yeah.
There's a few things that I think should change in Atlanta. We talked about Pitts a lot, and I honestly really don't think that Arthur Smith is a bad coach. I think he's developed a very good run game. Did it last year, and it's been, I mean, you know, Tyler Allgeier, as I truly do believe, is a talented player, but you know, he was not a high pick, and he had a 1,000-yard season last year, and they had a really good rushing offense all year. My only you know, I guess this is probably everybody's only gripe, is that Kyle Pitts is not being used how you would have thought Kyle Pitts would be used, being picked at 8, I believe he was picked at.
Yeah.
8. So, well,
I want to say, or was it 4th? I want to say
4th. I thought it was 4th.
Yeah, I think it might have been 4th.
Really 4th?
I think it was before Jalen Waddle, so yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, never mind.
I think he was really high.
Way off.
I think he was the highest drafted tight end ever.
I knew he was the highest drafted tight end.
Yeah, 4th overall.
Wow. Wow.
Because I was really hoping he fell to Philly.
Yeah, I was hoping that too.
Yeah, because he's from Philadelphia.
Right. My point stands, I guess, that taking it 4 and he's not getting the usage that you would have liked to have had from him. But I don't know. It's a tough thing to predict with the Falcons, it's when the quarterback is so uncertain.
Right.
It's hard to tell if it really is the skill positions or if there's a deeper problem within the team.
And but I think if you trade for Kirk, you get your answer. And that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Falcons. And, like, for someone like Kirk, who's having a great year too, he's got 1,498 yards, 13 touchdowns on the season with only 4 interceptions. I just think him coming in at this age, he'll be kind of a veteran presence and definitely be able to provide veteran leadership and mentorship to the young talent that they have building over there. And plus, you have Bijan Robinson. So, like, literally, you could be like the Brock Purdy for the Falcons, you know?
Just absolutely, yeah.
I do want to see Kirk Cousins on the Falcons just because I think he can actually get the ball to Kyle Pitts. He can get the ball to the weapons like Mac Hollins, Drake London. I mean, are we really saying weapons for Mac Hollins and Drake
London? Mac Hollins is good.
Mac Hollins is good, but is he really like also, someone what, you would
– How did Mac Hollins just go from like – because when he was playing for the Eagles, he was so skinny. And now
he was so skinny. He was just a single deep threat kind of guy. Yeah. Now he's good.
Yeah.
You saw that clip of him yelling at Desmond Ritter?
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
they Kirk need some of that there. Veteran leadership in that
locker room. Yeah, and I think I think Kirk can definitely bring that.
What's his name? Matt Ryan kind of guy.
Yeah, well, I think Kirk would probably be better than Matt. Well, I don't know.
Actually, I kind of like Matt Ryan and Kirk as like a comparison. Yeah.
They do have.
It's not the worst. Yeah. It's not the worst comparison ever, I would say. Not at all, really.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Well, the more I think about it.
They kind of even got the same hair.
I guess well done, Evan. Too.
Astute analysis. Great analysis. Gross. This is the kind of content that we bring you here at the student section.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Another thing, another rumor going on is like if a lot of people are thinking that the Vikings, this is a rumor I saw on ESPN.com, it was or NFL Network, I'm sorry, I have to check which one, but pretty much it's just Baker to the Vikings.
No, I wouldn't say so.
I don't like it personally. I don't think the Bucs have any reason to get rid of Baker Mayfield right now.
Yeah,
I don't think so either.
He's been leadership in that Bucs locker room.
I think Baker's
anyone
staying.
Wants him gone. Yeah. I don't think he wants
But if
him
we're
gone.
Talking about like trades and stuff, the Broncos, I feel like the buyer sale is going to come up. I think no one is safe on that team, including Patrick Surtain,
absolutely.
Justin Simmons. That whole secondary, I think, is in trouble.
We just saw they just traded Randy Gregory to the 49ers. The rich get richer, and if it truly is a fire sale,
Howie.
Justin Simmons. That's a name to look out for. Judy.
I think he's the best safety in the NFL for the past
Justin Simmons.
Wow, okay.
Are you aware of
the existence of Derwin
James?
Yeah,
I think Derwin James is pretty easily players, the best.
But both of them have been kind of out for a large majority of the past 3-4 years.
Minka Fitzpatrick? Are you taking Justin Simmons over Minka Fitzpatrick?
I have a deep, deep hatred for Minka Fitzpatrick. So,
wow.
Yes.
We should get into that a little bit later, I guess.
You know, we're at Alabama, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this through the lens of a Dolphins fan. He
was pretty bad with you.
I don't know. He was horrible.
I forgot. I completely forgot he was, like, over there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I get it now.
Him and Brian Flores are public enemy number one and number one B.
1A and 1B.
Hey, I don't mind that. I understand your frustration right there. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. I want to ask you guys a little bit about what you think about the Mac Jones situations. And, Tanner, you can give us a little insight. DJ Moore, comeback season? Maybe.
I'll sure try.
All right. You're listening to the student section of WVUA 90.7.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we are back. You're listening to the student section NFL. I'm back with my guys Connor Rolls, Tanner Thompson, and Evan Cisneros.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I'm nailing it every week.
Needs the nod of approval every show.
I have to look. I just have to make sure I got the A-OK.
Yep.
All right, so we are back. We're going to continue our conversation. I want to ask you about Mac Jones, the Patriots. They're looking down bad and pretty sad. So let me ask you guys, what are you guys feeling about the Patriots?
Evan, you just raised your hand. I think it's your turn.
I need to find a way to get some attention in here. I hate to say it because I do not like Mac Jones. Dirty player, dirty. And obviously, division rival.
You just hate Alabama players,
dude,
don't you?
You just hate everybody. How many Alabama players can we find
that you
dislike?
Best quarterback other than two in the AFC East. No, I'm playing.
What did you just say?
I was retracting my statement. Okay, anyways, I do not like him, but he has looked good, decent, all right. He's looked
You have been talking for 30 seconds, and I have no idea what your take is. I'm still waiting on it.
I love it, though.
He looks good. Decent. All right.
He's bad, but he's also good and all right, but he's also a dirty player.
Dirty player.
But then he's also the second best quarterback in the AFC East.
He's doing pretty good.
He's also doing pretty good.
I do not like Mac Jones because he's a dirty player and division rival. That. But from what I've seen from him this year, I think he's been okay. I don't think he's the problem in New England completely. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I don't think he's the second best quarterback in the AFC East. But I was just joking earlier about that. But I think he's looked okay. I wouldn't say he's their problem.
What do you think their biggest problem is then? Do you think it's coaching, or do you think it's a lot of not having any like receivers or running game, like just everything?
I don't know.
Hey, man.
Lack of Tom Brady.
The current,
probably
the lack of Tom Brady.
So if it's the lack of Tom Brady, then what does that mean for Mac Jones?
It means he isn't the greatest of all time.
Okay,
I mean that's a fair.
But Mac Jones is still a decent player.
He's better than
he's also good. He's also good.
I mean, I see where you're coming from. I think
he's gotten better than he has been in past years. And what does that tell you? Like that he
not much. Yeah.
If they're worse now and he's better, then.
I would say the first 2 years, what was it? The first year, the one
his
without
first
the
year
off,
he
offense
won
coordinator.
The pro, he was on the Pro Bowl.
That was a gift.
Yeah. It was a gift.
Wasn't Tyler Huntley in that same Pro Bowl or something like that?
No, Tyler was last year's Pro Bowl.
It was last year's. Okay, no one cares about the Pro Bowl. Let's be completely
honest
for a second.
Yeah,
no one should.
You're completely right. Good call, Connor. I completely forgot about that gritty he did in the Pro Bowl.
It was disgusting. I was appalled.
You were just so genuinely disgusted right there. Okay, well, I think it's safe to say that the Patriots are probably going to finish with a top five pick, as much as I hate to say that. Or I love to say that, actually. I can't tell if it's a good or a bad thing, really.
I mean, it's kind of weird because we can all see that Bill Belichick sucks at drafting. So he might just
Cole
draft
Strange.
Brock Bowers. He's going for Brock Bowers.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. But then that offense, they
have two good tight ends. Well, I mean, obviously Brock Bowers is better, but
yeah,
that's not where.
I think Brock Bowers might be better than Mike Gesicki. I wouldn't go too far.
They have three good tight ends. I completely forgot about Gesicki.
I was being sarcastic. No.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Bowers is 10 times better than Mike Gesicki.
No, for sure. But
they're just so they got depth in that position.
So it's Hunter Henry, Mike Gesicki, and who else?
Jonnu Smith still, right?
Jonnu Smith was Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind. When did he move to
Atlanta? I can't remember when he actually
I think it was like week one, something like that. It was like really early in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's either because I don't think they're going to get high enough to get Marvin Harrison or probably.
Probably not.
I think they're going to probably.
I think Marvin Harrison's going to end up with the Bears.
Mac Jones would thank the heavens if they ended up with Marvin Harrison.
I don't think Mac Jones would be there if they ended up with Marvin Harrison.
I don't know. Marvin Harrison might save Mac Jones' career if I think he after managed the season, to stay there and they went with Marvin Harrison.
If the Patriots have a top five pick this year and are in the running to get Marvin Harrison, Mac Jones is no longer on this team.
What are they going to do with him?
Trade him, cut him, do something. Just get him off the team.
Why would he not? I mean, he doesn't have to keep starting as quarterback, but I don't think you have any reason to not keep Mac on the roster.
I just feel like a change of scenery.
That's fair, I guess.
I guess I see what you're saying. You're not selling high, but you know.
Like a fifth.
I'm also a former Mac Jones believer, so there may be some bias in my thoughts on this.
I'm not a believer just because of all the weapons he had college.
I thought he was going to go to the 49ers. That was the peak of my believing in Mac Jones when he was potentially a 49er. But
Speaking of Marvin Harrison potentially going to the Bears, that's what you're calling, Connor. Well, let me ask you, not Marvin Harrison related, but DJ Moore. He obviously had a great
season. My savior in my fantasy football
league. Yeah, I think all of them are. Thank you, DJ
Moore. So I'm going to say thank you to you. Because you saved my team. My team was looking very, very poor with all the injuries we've been having.
Right.
And, man, DJ Moore, you stepped up for me in a big way.
I bet he's hearing this right now.
I hope he is.
He's probably going to send you an XDM and say, hey,
No, it's Twitter. No one calls
it. He's probably going to send you an XDM and he's going to say, hey, man, I heard what you said. Just wanted to say thank you.
And I'm just going to be like, of course, man. You've done wonders. Keep it up, little bro.
little bro.
Keep it up, little bro. You're doing me wonders right now.
So
let me send him a DM on Instagram tonight.
Let me ask you this. It's the Bears turning it around. Is that something to look out for? Is that nothing or something?
No. I don't think the Bears.
Definitely not turning around. Okay. They played the Broncos and the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you know, they looked. DJ Moore looks like.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
He's getting
Emmanuel
touches.
I think we're a game. Game, I mean, it feels weird to say game and a half, but I feel like we're a game and a half off of me saying, hey, man, the Bears may actually be turning this ship around. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I know it's against the Broncos, I know it's against the Commanders, but
they look like they're
big bald.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They look like.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah.
Their first win in a year.
Yeah. And they also lost to the Broncos. I shouldn't be talking about the Broncos game that much because they did lose that game.
They blew a 21 or 28 point lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're still the Bears, but yeah. We like the flashes.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen flashes, but that's about really all you can say about this team right now, I think.
No, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, they're still the Bears and it's still probably going to get
be the Bears. Bears.
Yeah. Well,
speaking of next year's draft, I've seen a lot of things. They will likely end up with two top three picks, two top four picks, maybe even the top two picks. And if they can get Marvin Harrison Jr. and Caleb Williams, that's like getting Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson in the same two picks back to back.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I do believe they're going to end up with the first pick. Shout out the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, the only thing that kind of sucks is the worst team in the league is not going to have a first round pick this year. It's kind of crazy, actually.
Oh, we started the show off with a shot, and now we're ending with a shot.
You draft Bryce Young, who was number one overall pick, and you have C.J. Stroud outperforming him. You have Anthony Richardson probably outperforming him. Will Levis might be looking better, too.
It's not Bryce's fault.
I think we'll end it right
now. That's it. That's all I have to say on this matter.
You have been listening to the Student Section NFL. Thank you for joining us tonight. You're listening to WVUA 90.7 The Cat.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.